Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, it is finally here, day one of Big Iron at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. On Monday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Hare caught up with Fairgrounds General Manager Brian Schultz and talked about this year's Big Iron and also how they're going to deal with Monday's extensive rain that happened in the area.
Well, you know, parking is going to be something that we're going to have to look at because obviously I don't know what kind of amounts that we've seen. But it has been raining pretty steady for the last couple hours, 3-4 hours probably. You know, our parking lots are gravel. We try keeping them as stable as possible, but with all this rain could cause some issues. And a lot of our grass parking lots could be some issues. So that might be an issue. And then also the people movers, you know, we kind of just have to play it by ear because they do drive travel on gravel as well.
The good news is most farmers coming do have four-wheel drive, so they just don't tear up the place too much, right?
Exactly. That's all we ask is please don't get stuck.
Yeah, all righty. Well, you have another 3 days of awesome things for people to look at.
Absolutely. You know, we kick off tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. If you're hungry, the Red River Valley Fairgrounds with the Big Iron pancake feed sponsored by Cass County Farm Bureau is a place to get your belly full. 7:30 to 11, and that'll take place in barn number 3, which is on the west side of the grounds. And then we just kick off from there. We've got some great speakers lined up, some people from the USDA coming in. You know, we've got lots and lots of exhibitors out here, so you're able to find and see some of the latest and greatest.
One of the big features every year, North Dakota Trade Office brings in our foreign ag guests from around the world. And they look at iron a lot of it manufactured in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Talking to Lindsay Warner with the North Dakota Trade Office the other day, she said that the contingency that they have is going to be very strong. You know, today they are out doing some tours and some things over at one of the local hotels, but we'll be on grounds for sure on Tuesday and Wednesday and part of Thursday. Yes, it is awesome because they are pulling people from all over the world coming and looking at our iron here at the Big Iron Farm Show.
This is,
39 years.
39. Or next year will be the big 40.
Yep.
So
we've already started planning.
But for you, what are you most excited about this year, Brian?
You know, there are so many new things that are coming about in the ag industry. You know, hopefully we can get out and show our field demonstrations this year. Just some of the precision stuff that's going on, it's just remarkable. You know, John Nowatzky from NDSU, who's on our Big Iron Committee, has put together a really cool field demonstration precision spraying where they're going to actually take out a drone that can be flown right over the top of a specific type of a weed and drop the chemical on it. So, I mean, that is going to be so very neat for people to see. And then, you know, it's just the opportunity for people to come out and see what the latest and greatest is all about, you know, because we are what we say, we are your one-stop shop for agriculture in the upper Midwest.
For sure. And again, precision ag, digital ag, it's been part of farming for a couple of decades now, but precision weed management, that is the next. So
absolutely.
Again, that was Brian Schultz of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo, the home of Big Iron. North Dakota's annual pheasant brood survey released on Monday shows the total pheasants are up 10% from last year and that broods have increased by 17%, which State Game and Fish Department officials call continued improvement after nearly bottoming out 2 years ago. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.